Gribble led police to the wooded area in Brookline where he helped bury the machete and knife after the October 2009 attacks. He said the weapons were bleached to get rid of blood and fingerprints.
This makes your job easier. We didn't work too hard to hide it.
He also told investigators he was surprised to hear Jamie Kate survived.
You thought she was dead when you walked out, though, huh?
I thought she was. I thought I'd done enough.
You surprised when you heard it?
I was surprised, I will admit. I just wasn't trying to do as much damage as possible.
In Nashua, Bernice Corpus, WBZ News Radio 1030.